Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and acts on them, I will show you what he is like. In the year 257 AD, Saint Cyprian, Bishop of the Church of North Africa, had been captured and led into the quarters of the governor in that area. His friend, Pope Saint Cornelius, had already been beheaded 4 years earlier for not denying the faith. And so as Saint Cyprian was walking into those quarters, he knew the sentence that awaited him. After the governor of North Africa had commanded Saint Cyprian to recant his faith and worship the Roman gods, Saint Cyprian replied with complete boldness, "I am a Christian and a bishop. I know no other gods other than the one true God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is therein. This God we Christians serve." Now, the governor probably wasn't expecting that response, but after that response, the governor sent him into exile and eventually had him beheaded a year later. So today, we honor the memory of Saint Cyprian and Saint Cornelius, who were faithful to Christ unto death. And we pray that we may have the same obedience to Christ through his church. We pray that we may be found worthy of either the pure white crown of a holy life or the royal red crown of martyrdom. The pure white crown of a holy life or the royal red crown of martyrdom. Saint Cyprian and Saint Cornelius were able to withstand the temptation to deny our Lord because their faithful witness to the Lord came from a faithful heart, just as good fruit comes from good trees. Their faithfulness was built upon a daily fidelity to Christ and his words out of love. Jesus clearly taught, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home in him." The witness of Saint Cyprian and Cornelius was a resounding testimony to their love for Christ. Yet it was not fueled by their efforts alone, lest we think that we can be faithful to God without his grace. Their wills were fortified with the grace of the Trinity dwelling within them and enabling them to love until the very last breath. In some ways, these men were martyrs before they were even martyred, because they endured a daily death of their wayward wills through obedience. Saint Jose Maria Escriva would say something pretty awesome. He would say, "To obey always is to be a martyr without dying. To obey always is to be a martyr without dying." Obedience is like martyrdom, because in obedience, our selfish self dies, and we slowly learn to put God's will above our will, his plan above our plan. We learn, like St. Paul, to count all things as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. If we develop this daily obedience to Christ in love day by day, we would rather die than deny Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yet we must maintain our obedience to Jesus through the church he established. In the Catholic Church, we have a sure guide to understanding who Jesus truly is, because he has entrusted the revelation of his very self to the church as a bridegroom entrusts his whole being to his bride. In Luke 10:16, the church understands her role as the one who transmits the words of Christ, since Jesus says, "He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me." Similarly, Saint Cyprian would also teach, "We cannot have God as our Father if we do not have the Church as our Mother." Therefore, we must dig deep through the shifting sands of our secular age, dig deep through the values of relativism, radical individualism, and materialism our culture upholds, and lay our foundation on the rock of the Church, which represents Saint Peter and his successors. For Jesus proclaimed, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." That is how we can have assurance today of what Jesus desires for his people through the Pope and the bishops of the church, also known as the magisterium in their official teachings. By being faithful to Jesus through the church, we become true obedient servants of the Lord and the church, faithful to the bridegroom and the bride. Obedience to the church is a real pressing issue today for Catholics and for us, for me too. A recent Pew Report study in 2015 showed that 66% of Catholics in America believe that contraception is not a sin, even though the church has explicitly taught that it is intrinsically wrong and contrary to God's plan in Humanae Vitae. 66%, that's 7 out of 10 Catholics. And I would venture to guess that the numbers are probably very similar in Canada. Although I cannot go into a detailed expose of the church's teaching on contraception, you can listen to a talk by Jason Evert called Green Sex, or his Jason Evert Natural Family Planning. You can find it on Formed on YouTube or Catholic Lighthouse Media. But I want to raise the question, not just for this issue, but for many others we may disagree with. Do we trust in the church's teachings, which are a faithful handing on of Christ's plan for love and sexuality? Do we trust that Jesus came to give life and to give it to the full, and that he possesses the words of eternal life? We must continually refocus our vision of God as the Father who loves his children and desires that they experience ultimate happiness and fulfillment. And the church as a mother presents his laws, which are given to us as a gift to guide us to that blessed goal. And so obedience to these teachings might feel like a death, but we know in Christianity that death leads to life. And so that is why the church will speak the truth even when it is hard, because she loves her children. If anyone loves me, he will keep my words. Yet we all acknowledge that we fall short of this obedience to the church, this response to Christ's love in some way or another, and we seek his forgiveness. And that's why St. Paul can say, this saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. We should all recognize the poverty of our humanity, which is unable to be faithful to God on our own, and we stand in need of the riches of his grace. And so we approach the fountain of grace today in the Eucharist, and we pray that he will give us a new heart and a new spirit to follow his statutes and ordinances, so that we, as St. Cyprian teaches, may be found worthy of either the pure white crown of a holy life or the royal red crown of martyrdom.